With the spring comes tax season. If you haven't already completed your paperwork, you may find a few surprises this year, as pandemic expansions to certain tax credits have expired. There are also the state-specific tax questions Coloradans deal with each year, and some of them were affected by ballot questions in last November's election. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon spoke with Kathy White, executive director of the Colorado Fiscal Institute, to talk taxes.
To start, let's get to the Tabor refund. Colorado state legislators have until May 8th to decide how to distribute about $2.7 billion in Tabor refunds. Last year, the legislatures and Governor Polis decided to distribute that money with a flat rate. So individual filers got $750 rebate and joint tax filers got $1,500. What are we looking at this year?
Right now, without any changes to law, current rules basically says that the more money you make, the bigger your Tabor rebate should be. Last year, the legislature changed that rule, but for 1 year only. Last year, they sent back an identical rebate to every taxpayer, regardless of how much money they made, because lots of people were still struggling to recover from the pandemic. And it wasn't people who make over $250,000. And so the legislature last year took that historic rebate amount and just sent it back in an equal amount to every taxpayer, regardless of how much money they earn. But that was only valid for a single year. Right now, without any changes to law, we have what's called this six-tier sales tax rebate mechanism. So it's a very antiquated and complicated formula put in place in the late 1990s. But the way that it actually works out in practice is the more you make, the bigger your rebate. This is the primary method that we have of returning excess revenue to taxpayers. But again, there are lots of other things that the legislature is considering and lots of other ways that the revenue can go back to taxpayers that isn't in that mechanism.
So Coloradans passed Prop 121 in November. It was a tax cut, which seemed pretty minor. It took Colorado's tax rate down 0.15%. How is that affecting Tabor refunds and taxes this year?
Right. So Proposition 121 was an income tax rate cut. And as all across-the-board tax rate cuts do, 121 definitely benefits wealthy more than average working people. So it took the income tax rate down to 4.4%, which means that it's basically money that's coming out of what would have been returned to taxpayers via a Tabor rebate mechanism. And because that tax rate disproportionately benefited high-income taxpayers, it actually means that many low- and middle-income Coloradans are going to pay more in taxes because their Tabor rebate basically went to a lot of wealthy people. So that is going to be the case this year unless the legislature does something to tip the scales back. People at the bottom end of the spectrum who earn $50,000 and below are likely paying more this year in income tax because their rebate has been reduced because of the tax rate cut.
What should people be aware of as they fill out their taxes this year and as this May 8th deadline approaches?
Right. Colorado did pass recently state child tax credit. So they should make sure that if they're eligible, they get their state child tax credit. We also passed the earned income tax credit. So we have a state-based earned income tax credit. And they should definitely get that. There are property tax relief proposals. There's a number of tax credit bills, again, that are moving through the process that, again, will reduce overall revenue. So it will shrink the size of the amount that needs to go back through this Tabor rebate mechanism. There are things from easy tax credits to a whole housing, a whole variety of things in a lot of different areas. And so till May 8th, the legislature has the power to do a lot of things. They have power to set how the rebates go back. Right now, under consideration, there's a whole variety of things that send the rebate back in other ways. And there has been talk in this legislative session of making that flat or identical rebate so that whatever's left, whether it's $100 million or $500 million or whatever it is, that everybody gets a flat amount and rich people don't get more than their fair share again.
During the pandemic, the federal government spent a historic amount of money on social welfare and safety net programs, many of which have ended this year. Do you think, you know, moving forward, that these policies will have made any impact on, you know, the way state lawmakers and Colorado lawmakers are thinking about tax codes?
I do feel like we learned a lot about where we have gaps in an economic downturn, things like unemployment insurance and tax policies, that we need health care in order to work, that we need child care in order for parents to go to work. And if they don't have child care, they just can't work. So I think we learned a lot of really important lessons during the pandemic. And we are, at least in Colorado, I think, starting to try to fill some of those holes and address some of those gaps. But memory is short. And so as the economy continues to improve, now is really the time to start filling those holes and those gaps so that we prepare for the next downturn. But I'd give us a C on that. You know, we're efforting, but I don't right yet see a lot of maybe a B minus. So,
well, I guess we will see. It will be interesting to watch.
Yeah. And there are many, many states that have not done even the great things, some of the good things that Colorado has done to improve unemployment insurance. There's another bill that would do that going through the legislature right now. And the federal government has yet to act to do things like putting the expansions of the child tax credit back into place. So I'm not holding my breath on that.
Kathy White is the executive director of Colorado Fiscal Institute. Kathy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Alexis.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.